Shalom Aleichem. The Tshuvas Maharshal in Simon Ayin Zayin has the following shaila. What's a din if a suma, if a blind man is chayiv to light menorah? What is tazim? What's the shaila? Do you say that since we know mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu, the bracha is a hadlik ner shel Chanukah, not la lirois ner shel Chanukah. Hadlaka ois a mitzvah. The main thing is the hadlaka, and therefore, even though you can't see the neris, he'll be chayiv to light the ner Chanukah. Or do we say no? That the mitzvah is pesum nisa, and since a suma, a blind man, cannot see the neris, he doesn't have Pesumin Nisa, he won't be chayiv to light Ner Chanukah. Marshal comes out, he says, Zachatchila, the blind man should get someone else to light for him and make a bracha. But if he has no one else, but the Eved, he could light and make a bracha. He says, even though we find by Ali Regel, Chazal make a drasha, that it says Shalosh Pa'am Yeroe, and we say Yeroe, we read it as Yer'e, you should see, and a Suma that can't see is Potter from Alila Regal. Says Marshal, over there the Iker Mitzvah is to go and see the Beis HaBechira, to go and see the Makom HaVoida, and therefore blind man is Potter from the Iker Mitzvah. But over here the Iker Mitzvah is a Hadlaka, and the Pesuma Nisa is only a tam for the mitzvah. So even though he's missing in the tam mitzvah, but since he could do the Iker mitzvah, which is the Maisa Adlaka, a Sumas Chayiv, and he can make a bracha on the Adlaka Samanura. Adlaka Samanura Chanukah. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Marshal, and then he says the Shari Tshuva paskins that a Suma, if he's all alone, and he has no one to make a bracha for him, no one to light for him, he should light without a bracha. It seems, according to the lumdus of the Marshal, should come out that the Shari Tshuva is paskining at the Iker Mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is Persuma Nisa. And therefore, a blind man that doesn't have the Iker Mitzvah of Persuma Nisa, he'll be potter from. He's potter, not mechuyev. In the midst of Ner Chanukah, he won't be able to make a bracha. One can ask, the Chara Pesuma Nisa, he can show other people the Pesuma Nisa. Other people will realize what that is the night of Chanukah. So we see from this, as Pesuma Nisa is for the madlik, the one that's lighting himself, he has to have the Pesuma Nisa. It has to go to him. And if he can't see, he doesn't have the Pesuma Nisa. But we have to further ask, what does it mean? I'm a Pharisee in the Nes for myself. Who doesn't know Nes Chanukah? Who doesn't know about the Nisim? What more Pesuma Nisa do Chazal want from us? I already know it. It's already known. The answer is, that it says in the Pasuk, V'edata hayoim v'hashevoisa el vavecha. Is the idea, is knowledge in the moyach, in the mind, that's not enough. V'hashi voisel v'vecha, person has to bring it to his heart. Person has to internalize it. The Altman Kalman says that the mind and the heart is like two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven knows something, not necessarily Shimon is affected by it. V'idata yoim, a person has the idea, but it's not enough. We need the Hashivos of Avecha. We have to internalize it. And that's the mitzvah of Pesuma Nisa. The muscle that we could bring is from advertising. The whole point of advertising is not necessarily to tell people things that they didn't know. For example, Coca-Cola spends every year millions and millions of dollars on advertisement of their product, Coca-Cola. Which human being doesn't know about Coca-Cola? Coca-Cola, if we're born and raised with Coca-Cola, who doesn't know it? If they spend money and advertising Coca-Cola, millions of dollars, they obviously make profit much more than that. Why? Everyone knows it already. The answer is the more you see it, you see it again, and you see it again, and you see it again, and we internalize it. It affects us, and it makes more of an impression on a person. Chazal say, the Yevonim made a gzera. One of the gzeras that they made were kisvu al keren ashar, that everyone had to write on the horns of the shar, ein lanu chelek b'lekei Yisrael. Every yid had to write on the ax, on the horns of the shar, ein lanu chelek b'lekei Yisrael. We have no chelek b'lekei Yisrael. What's the understanding? What was the purpose of this gzera? They went out of their way that everyone has to engrave on the horns, ein lanu chelek b'lekei Yisrael. So the Velt says that the horns those days were used as baby bottles. You turn it over, and they're shaped like a baby bottle. So they wanted that from a child, from an infant, already we should ingrain in them the kfira, ein lanu chelek b'kei Yisrael. But I heard from Avram Ellinger, the Birkas Avram, another pshat, the beautiful pshat, on according to the thought that we're saying, that the shor with the axe, people worked every day. The Yidden worked on the field. They worked with the shor. Right on the Karen, Ein Lanu Chelek B'Kei Yisrael. Look at it, advertisement. Every day, every minute, you'll look at it, you'll see it again, and you'll see it again, and you'll see it again. That could affect the Yid, Chalila, to come to this Kfira. The goof of this Chiddush, Pesumim, advertise it, make it, see it again. This lumdis of advertisement, the Yevonim knew, if you see it again, you see it again, it can affect the person. Chazal were masakin just opposite. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, we need persume nisa. It's true that we ourselves might have known logically, we know the mitzvah, we know about the Nes Chanukah. The mitzvah is persume nisa, to see it again, and see it again, to internalize it, affect us. What should it affect? What's the lesson that we need to take out of the Ner Chanukah? Is the Hoydus L'Halal. Is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is in charge of everything. We know the Yevonim, they had Chachmas Yavon, they were very intellectual, they were into Teva, into nature, they held that the world is automatic. There's laws of nature, the things that go automatically, they flow by themselves. A miracle? Luck. It's luck. You have good luck. According to laws of nature, it shouldn't have happened. Our job is a hoydus l'halal. Hoyda has a double meaning. Hoyda is a lesson of thanking and a lesson of admitting. Moide b'miksas. One brings the other one. The more we moide, the more we admit, the more we realize it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we come to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize that there's no mikra, there's no teva, there's no minhagah shel olam. Just happens to be, just by chance, and just by luck. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the exact opposite of the Yevonim. A Yid, his day starts with Moed Ani, and his day ends with Aleinu L'Shabeach after Ma'arif. We a Yid, a Yehudi, his name is Yehudi, totally is based on Haidah. Have it comes to mind that the Rashivas Atzal Nasri once said in the Shmuz, in the main base Medrash, he's speaking about the Indian of appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he does for us. He said he knows a man that has a condition that he has to wake up a few times during the night to use the bathroom. And every time he wakes up, he says, Moed Ani. The Reshiva's son-in-law, Reb Chaim Salomon, told me the Reshiva speak about himself. He was that man. A Yid is full of Haidah. We full of Haidah to appreciate and realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These days of Chanukah are mesugal, are set for Yomim of the Haidah Halal, days of Pesumei Nisa, that we have to affect, the Pesumei Nisa has to affect us, if someone himself, the madlik himself, is not able to see the nair, he's potter from the mitzvah, because the mitzvah, ikar mitzvah, is for the madlik, that he should be able to see and realize, internalize the nes, should come to the Hodes L'Halal, and the Hodes L'Halal has to come to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be moide akoil, and not to be like the Yvonne that were koifer akoil. And this should bring us to halu avdi Hashem. Halu avdi Hashem, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're zeichah to be avdi Hashem, to be b'nei Torah, to be b'nei Yeshiva. And the Besikta says, v'loi avdi paroi, v'loi avdi yovon. We're zeichah to, through this HaHoyos Halal, to kabbalas omal chashamayim, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be avdi Hashem, and we're zeichah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and have a frail Chanukah.